Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
I mentioned earlier that I have a particular set of skills. I feel like Liam Neeson now in Taken. I have a very particular set of skills that would kind of stand me in really good stead to win a certain reality competition. Weet jy hoe ek hier by hierdie punt uitgekom het?
Doing CrossFit.
Nee, I Joe. I Joe. So.
Packing the kids lunch.
Nee, weer eens nee. Derde raaiskoot. I was driving past someone getting pulled over on the highway today.
Okay.
And it's always such a stressful thing, right? Even mm-hmm. for me, just as a fellow motorist.
Yes.
And then I thought, I have so many friends that that's happened to. And whether they got out of it in the good way because everything was in order, or whether they had to get themselves out of it, that is not for me to judge.
Yeah.
But it made me think about how many secrets I know about people. Mense is 'n geheim. I am a really good secret keeper.
Okay.
So that got me to thinking I would be excellent on Survivor. I would be excellent because I would just keep everybody else's secrets and then use them to my advantage.
Wouldn't that make you terrible at Survivor?
No, because who's going to know?
Well,
I'm the secret keeper, who's going to know? How are they going to know? Who's going to know? So it got me thinking, and I want to ask you, Joe, what reality TV show do you think, if you went on it, you would be really good?
I definitely think more of a Come Down With Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, there's like entertainment that you can do and like, you know, do like weird darts or like table tennis and things like that, or like, you know, play egg games and things. And I think I'd really be like sarcastic and snarky, but then like also like really nasty behind closed doors to
yes.
people. You know what I mean?
On but, your diary cams.
Yeah, on the diary cam. Yeah. But I think I'd also just be like difficult anyway. Or not difficult, but just like, you know, honest.
Renier on the WhatsApp line already dragging me to say, Roz with no phone, she would never survive. And you are right. I just have to wean myself off it. But anyway, I would like to find out from you this afternoon, watter realiteits TV reeks sou jy opgaan en watter een dink jy sou jy regtig goed in wees? Stuur vir my WhatsApp 084-8500-942. I want to know, which one would you go on and why do you think it'd be really good? Well, I've been asking you which reality show you think you would do really well on. Marlene said she thinks she would do quite well on Noot for Noot.
Okay.
Okay, game show vibes. Then Great British Bake Off. Janine says, I love baking and experimenting. I guess because people have told me I should start my own catering business.
Cook sister, don't count as baking, please.
Joe, hou op. Die mense gaan weer kom. Then we got a message in from Kramer, and him and Emil are on the same page about the show, the one that I think I'd do pretty well in.
Hey, hey. Roseanne McKenzie.
Ooh, I feel like I'm in trouble.
If recent conversations are anything to go by, my manipulation and lying through my teeth, I would win Survivor every day of the week, hands down.
Okay. So do we think that people who win Survivor are those hulle slinks? Hulle is agter baks. Hulle is manipuleerders. You've got to. I mean, it's $1 million on the line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Africa million rand. But I mean, the best players in the American version are the ones that have done little deals and alliances with various people in...
You know, speaking about that, isn't it time we also just upped the rate for like winning things in South Africa? I mean, it's been R1 million since 2001 when Ferdi won Big Brother. R1 million doesn't buy the same thing these days. Like, can we just speak to the people?
Joe, speak to the producers. Please speak to the producers. I just also want to play this one from a preschool teacher, and I understand why she's chosen the game show or the reality TV show that she has.
Excuse. Verseker Fear Factor, ek is 'n baie outgoing persoon, ek like om myself te challenge en alles. En ek is 'n preschool eienaar en onderwyser. So ja, ek is 'n besige mens, ek dink Fear Factor, ja, ek dink ek sal goed doen in Fear Factor.
Oeh, daar gaan die skoolklok. I think if a preschool teacher could do anything, it would be compete on Fear Factor. Thank you so much for all the messages that we've gotten in.